The second amoeba was ecstatic. He didn't know what was happening to himself. He felt joy, elation, and giggles all over. Something new was born. Millions of years later, a small brontosaurus approached a tyrannosaurus. Natural enemies. The brontosaurus was intent on making the tyrannosaurus his friend. He told the joke to the tyrannosaurus that he had heard at the bog earlier. The tyrannosaurus, still skeptical about the brontosaurus's motives, let loose a small chuckle. The brontosaurus, a perfectionist, tried again once more with the proper delivery, timing, and intonation. This time it made perfect sense to the tyrannosaurus, and he began rolling on the ground in laughter.
Ding! Footnote, 40,000 cavemen lost their lives.
Millions of years later, a primitive man approached another primitive man, intent on making the second primitive man his friend.
Hi, Bob. I would like to make you my friend.
Yeah.
The second primitive man, confused by the first man's articulate use of language, clubbed him over the head with a rock.
Ow.
The first man died instantly.
The
second man laughed hysterically. Comedy was born. Millions of years later, one man, intent on destroying all comedy, began using props.
Hey, everybody! Look at my red hair! You know what my name is? Carrot Top! What? No, I know tons of carrots are green. No, I know that. I know, but... Well, and I know my hair doesn't really look like a carrot either, but look! Look, it's a baby on a stick! Baby on a stick!
Several assassination attempts later, the wily redhead was still alive.
Ah, you tried to kill me in Las Vegas! You tried to kill me in Poughkeepsie! And you firebombed my mom's house! But I wasn't there! I had left the basement momentarily. Killed a lot of my role-playing game friends, but you didn't kill me!
4 years later, morning DJ Randy Sanders took the airwaves to barrage Champaign Urbana with his brand of comedy.
Hey, everybody, you've tuned right into the Wacky Morning Zoo with DJ Randy Sanders, and that's the right place to be if you're an animal or otherwise. We've got all the animals you need. How you doing, everybody? It's 8:43 a.m. here in the Morning Zoo, and there's crazy stuff afoot with the Masturbating Panda. Where are you at, Masturbating
I'm
Panda?
I'm right here, DJ Randy Sanders, and I'm masturbating away.
Oh, my gosh, she's masturbating away, the Masturbating Panda. Who would have thought it? Well, you've tuned into the Morning Zoo with DJ Randy Sanders, Champaign Urbana's morning radio sensation, so stay tuned!
3 assassination attempts later, DJ Randy Sanders was killed.
Ow!
The Masturbating Panda masturbated quickly and ran into the darkness, never to be seen again. 2 years later, 3 brave men took the airwaves. Their names, Mark Hyden, Eric Ramson, and Matt Trupia. And a new phase of comedy was birthed into the world.
Hey guys, I got an idea. Let's get a radio show and just make fun of everyone. Just tell everybody how crappy they are.
Wait, so the concept for the show is everyone in the whole world and everything in the whole world sucks big fat balls.
And yeah, and other things that can be sucked too.
Yeah, like toes.
So when we birth this onto the world, they're all going to be covered in this placental goo of comedy.
I would have chosen less completely disgusting terms in which to put it, but yes, that would be the point.
I think we're onto something.
I think.
And Mark.
Yes?
You could push the buttons and wear the headphones and dance around like a trained monkey.
And seethe with silent hatred?
Exactly.
Hot damn.
But Spew 4, amazingly coherent yet esoteric treatises on life in general.
I hate you.
Very good!
Thank you.
We should be getting this on tape, guys.
We really should.
And soon, the new face of comedy was shown to the world. Oh. Chiseled, brave, bold, and hilarious.
Bing! Footnote, the new face of comedy also had collagen-injected lips.
Complete with succulent lips. It was ready to suck the marrow out of comedy and spit it back in the collective public's face for them to wallow in. A pool of spit-out comedy.
Alright, who hired this guy? Did you hire him, Mark? That's pretty gross. I don't want to gross people out with this thing.
Spit-out comedy?
Well, the sucking just the marrow out and spitting it back in your face?
I think he's going somewhere with this. Right. Just let
the three brave men would spread open the cheeks of comedy and out.
Okay, all
the
right.
World.
Whoa.
All right. Fly, steaming piles.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's
okay.
All right.
Thank you for the audition. we'll be getting back to you. You've left headshots. Good.
Yeah, that was a little overboard, man.
Yeah. Money shots.
But I didn't get to the part where the public raises up its collective fist and shoves it into the spread cheeks.
Really, that's what we want you to do.
Reaching for the goodness. Right.
Do the
nugget.
Actual performance.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nugget?
So I'm fired? Is that what you're saying?
No. We'll don't call us. You know, we'll call you.
Right.
We'll be getting back to you very shortly. Possibly. And we'll let you know if you've got the part.
Okay, call my agent.
All right.
Matt?
Yeah?
Is he gone? Look out the door.
Yeah, he's gone.
What the hell? It started out nice enough, but it's turned into a freak wad there at the
end. I'm not sure that's the kind of reputation we want for our show.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't...
Sure, we want to dissect society and all its members, but we don't want to do it.
We want to do it with the laser scalpel of post-literate thought, you know? We don't want to do it with poopy jokes.
Well, who's next on the docket, then?
Let me just check. Charlton Heston. Yeah. Let's call him in. Mr. Heston!
Yes.
Hello.
Mr. Heston, hi. Would you like to give us a little thing, a little, you know, something. What you do. Do that voodoo that you do so well.
Damn yuppie hands off of me, you filthy college.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Where's my rifle? All
right, Chuck. Can I call you Chuck?
I need to shoot some children.
Can I call you Heft? Okay, no. That's not the thing.
All right. Want.
And the Lord said unto me.
All right. Chuck.
I am Moses.
Chuck, it's 1999.
This
Chuck.
Is about us, not you, man.
Yeah.
This whole Moses.
Moses was bigger than God, you know.
Was he now?
Bigger than the Beatles and God smashed together.
Can we get Juarez in here?
Yeah.
See if, we can
if you took the Beatles and God and duct taped them together. Moses still could have kicked the crap out of him.
Marcy, if you could bring Juarez in here, we need him to dispose of some stuff. Marcy,
okay.
Where's my gun? Don't.
Okay, we've got
your filthy jail hands.
Oh, hey, look, here's Juarez. Juarez is going to take you to a nice place.
Oh,
go with Juarez.
That's my arm.
Go with Juarez.
My bones are brittle in my old age.
Wow, Chuck Heston's lost it.
The Hest just doesn't have it.
The ton, if you will.
Well, we've only got one other person auditioning today for the announcer role on NBC's epic miniseries What Jail Is Like. It's just listed as the guy from Foreigner.
Wow! Woo! What's up?
That's got to stop first.
Yeah.
All the fanfare and flourish.
Right. We're going to need to tone down the wow.
Yeah. I mean, sure, Mark can, you know, turn your mic level, but...
Right, look, guys, the plain truth here is I need a job. I haven't eaten since 1972. I haven't eaten since 1972. Do you understand?
All right. Since Jukebox Hero, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's ironic.
It is.
We wrote such a great song called Jukebox Hero. You know what? I'm not a jukebox hero.
No dice?
No dice. Just pebbles and... occasional orange rinds that I can't bring myself to eat, so I just rub them on myself.
Jeez, guys, I feel kind of bad for this foreigner.
I do, too.
Yeah, well, it's kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
He's pretty. Look at him.
He's got some great hair, though.
I mean, even as matted in dirt as it is, you can really tell.
Okay, well.
That's a quaff to die for.
Let's give him a shot here. Guy from Foreigner.
Yeah.
How would you describe what jail is like and what jail is like is all about?
You've been listening to Russia.
Jail is like, I don't know, it's kind of like home. You get to have a girlfriend, but he's usually a boy. And you get food. Guys, that's a great idea. I should go to jail. Because at least I have a place to sleep and some food to eat.
And maybe we should call Juarez and he could probably arrange that, huh?
Yeah, like, I'm really just tired of this, like, this thing that's going around with all the people who are auditioning. They're just interested in talking about themselves. I mean, this really self-centeredness.
Focus is really supposed to be on us.
Given that we're so fascinating, you know?
I used to be a big name. I used to be somebody. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think I need to go shoot some kids.
Maybe you can go talk to Charles.
Les? Yeah, old Ch is out in the hallway if you want to talk to him. Oh, that'd be totally cool.
Chow's sitting there with his shotgun. He's ready.
Wow.
The still. Juarez maybe could.
What?
Pull
is
some
he
strings.
Cute?
He's got some connections
Juarez
on
cute?
The inside.
Is he cute?
He's got quite a chiseled jaw.
Yeah,
handsome. He kind of.
I just want someone to hold me.
Very giving.
Kind of has a Cusackian.
Just to hold me aura. And make me their sweaty love slave.
That's definitely Juarez's department.
Okay, let's get him out of here then, and
thanks,
we'll
guys.
Be back in touch with you. Wow,
is still out in the hallway?
He's there.
Great.
Maybe we should get him a rifle.
We've auditioned like 20 people for the part of the announcer.
I thought Yasmin Bleeth did all right.
I'm down with Yasmin Bleeth.
I don't know. I mean, she really has that sort of greaseball appeal.
Always,
you know,
the dissenter.
What are you saying? I'm a greaseball?
Yeah, I guess I am.
I'm not Italian, dude. You're Italian,
yeah,
aren't
point
you?
Point the finger at me.
Well, he's called me a greaseball. I'm German.
Right, well, maybe we should just hold off on the decision for the announcer. I mean, maybe we're just not equipped to kind of make this decision. We all have our biases, and we've had some pretty terrible auditionees, so maybe we could just fly solo tonight.
Anybody named Famke?
Not
Franca, maybe?
Famke,
I don't think so. Famke. So maybe we could just fly solo and do our own announcing for once. Maybe we're just getting too big for our britches. Maybe we're flying too close to the sun, and we're getting burned, I think.
Our wax wings are dripping off.
That's right.
Notice your wax wings weren't looking too good.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you get greedy. You try to make a show bigger than it is. Maybe we should just resort to our humble beginnings. Grassroots, guys. Back in the day when it was just us and three empty cans of Campbell's tomato soup in our
and a bottle of gin?
The bottle of gin.
Oh, those were the days.
Sure, nobody was listening, but we knew we were coming up with comedic stuff. I mean, we knew that this is where comedy was meant to evolve to. Back, you know, back when those two amoebas started everything, we knew that this should be the culmination of it. And perhaps we're just getting our vision too clouded by inviting in another member, by auditioning famous people to give our show credibility. Maybe we just need to go it alone like we used to.
All right, man. I say we go back to our roots. Let's bare ass and get to work.
Amen, brother.